We are in Simen Tes Vav in Hilchas Tzitzis, and we'll be doing Sifim Hey and Vav. Now, in the previous Sif, the Mishnah Berurah discussed the Machlokas Rashi and Rav Amram in this halacha about a corner of a beged of Tzitzis that tore off where you're not to reattach it. Rashi learned that any time you have a tear within three etzbos of the end of your talis, there is the fear that when you sew it up, there may be a little bit of thread left over from the sewing, and you'll say, hey, why bother with eight strings? I already have one. I'll only add seven for tzitzis. That would be tasev aloman also at least. What you're doing is you're taking a thread that was not put there for tzitzis, and you're leaving there and now counting it for tzitzis. Rav Amram learned the problem was a totally different one. If the corner, which is smaller than 3x3 etzbos, tears off, that loses the shame beged. It is no longer called a beged. It's a scrap. It's not a beged. When you then re-sew it onto the beged, it could be that it will not have a shame beged either. We had two opinions there. One was that so long as it tore off, it didn't have a shame beged, and therefore you would have to undo the tzitzis before sewing it, and that was the Ikar Adin. And there was another opinion that once this was an independent, less than 3x3, it is a non-beged, it will eternally remain a non-beged. And even when you sew it onto the talus, putting tzitzis on later will not help you. The Ikar Adin was like the previous pshat in Rav Amram, but we are choshish for this one l'chatchila. Now the Mechaber is dealing with a case where the corner did not fall off. However, the hole for the tzitzis, it stretched, in other words, it tore, and now you're left with, at first, a much bigger hole. You want to go and sew up that hole. What do you do? According to Rav Amram, there's no problem. There's no non-beged there. The hole got larger. The tzitzis were already put in before, so that the halacha of its distance from the edge of the beged, remember, it's got to be between the knuckle and the nail, the kesher godel, that is only at the time that you tie the tzitzis. If it was in the right place and then the hole got enlarged and as a result of it, it's closer to the edge, the halacha is that those tzitzis are kosher. According to Rashi, this is problematic. If you want to sew up the hole, there's always the fear that by sewing up the hole, you're going to use some thread, there'll be leftovers, and you're going to add seven strings to it. So according to Rashi, sewing in the area that is kosher for tzitzis, which means within that corner of 3x3 etzbos, according to Rashi, if you sew anything there, there is the chash that you'll consider it one of the tzitzis. So according to Rashi, you couldn't sew it there unless you sew it with a thread of a different material, which means either that this is a wool beged, and our custom is never to use woolen thread for actual sewing, or say it's a cotton beged, and you use a different kind of thread. You will not use cotton thread. The Mishnah Berurah says it's even better, according to Rashi, if you use a thread of a different color. Since our minig is to make white tzitzis, sew it up with colored thread, and then everyone's going to understand that this isn't tzitzis, including yourself. Now, this is all when the hole just, it got longer and it stretched all the way till almost the end. What happens if it tears all the way to the end? So there, the Mechaber is mistapeg. He says that it could be that the same way Rav Amram Gon says that when the whole corner falls off, if it is smaller than Gimel al Gimel, it is a non-beged, it could be that when the entire hole tears, that's called a non-beged. And therefore, that whole corner would be puzzle and there's nothing to do with it. La halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Taz, who says that there is no suffix. The only time Rav Amram passed was when you tear away the whole piece. Nevertheless, he says, the better thing to do if your tzitzis, if the hole tears the whole way down to the end, sew on a whole piece of gimel al gimel to reinforce it, rather than just sewing it up over there. To be choshish for Rav Amram Gon. The Gros says that it could be that the suffix of the Mechaber is within Shitas Rashi, and he's not sure whether or not Rashi really asered b'di'evet, meaning pasled b'di'evet. It could be that when Rashi asers sewing, it's only l'chatchila, but the beged will not become pasled b'di'evet, meaning if you sewed it in with the same thread as the material, who said that it actually becomes pasled b'di'evet? In either case, the Mechaber is mistapek, and if it tears all the way within gimel etzbos, ideally what you do is put in a whole new corner of gimel al gimel. Sivav, the Mechaber now says, if you want to add a piece of material to the corner of your tzitzis, or you want to line, you want to reinforce the hole that the tzitzis are going to come out of. So he says that according to Rashi, if you're going to use thread of the same material as the talus, then there is the same chashash. In other words, Rashi's chashash is not limited to a case where something tore. Any stitching, whether you're adding lining or you're actually stitching up the hole that you're going to put the tzitzis in through, any stitching is always suspect where you may eventually find a stray piece and use that as one of your tzitzis. Therefore, according to Rashi, we would never line or reinforce anything within gimel al gimel with the same material as the beged. So, it is our custom that when you have a beged that is made of wool, we will sew the corners not with wool, we will dafka sew them with cotton. This way, there is no chashash. So that you'll always use a different material than the material of the beged itself. You'll use a different thread than the material of the beged itself, so that we will not have the chashash of Rashi. And once again, this is only within gimel etzbos. Because once you leave gimel etzbos, it wouldn't be kosher for tzitzis anyway. If you put your tzitzis that are further into the beged than gimel etzbos, it's pasul. So no one is going to make that mistake. So it is within gimel etzbos. Any stitching that could possibly end up being considered by anyone, tzitzis, if you have a stray piece of it hanging out, any of that would have to be made of a thread other than the material of the beged, because that way everyone knows that it's possible for tzitzis. Tzitzis dafka have to be made of the same material as the beged, except for tzitzis of wool. And since we do not sew with wool and thread, we don't really have that chashash with wool. So according to Rashi, if you have a beged that is made of meshi, made of silk, and you sewed it up with silk, we would have to be choshish that you're going to use that string for tzitzis, so that you would have to use a thread of a totally different material. And Mishnah Berurah had mentioned before, it may even be a good idea to use a different color. Our minhag today on wool is, though, to just sew with white cotton, and no one is going to think that you can use that for tzitzis.